This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Wednesday that as many as 1,500 Americans may be awaiting evacuation from Afghanistan, a figure that suggests that part of the U.S.-led airlift from the Taliban-controlled country could be completed before President Joe Biden's Tuesday deadline. Blinken said the State Department estimates there were about 6,000 Americans who wanted to leave Afghanistan when the airlift began August 14th, and that about 4,500 of them have evacuated so far. He added that there is no deadline for those who want to leave.
There is no deadline on our work to help any remaining American citizens who decide they want to leave to do so, along with the many Afghans who have stood by us over these many years and want to leave and have been unable to do so.
The secretary said that about 1,000 Americans remain and that about 500 have been contacted with instructions on when and how to get to the chaotic Kabul airport to catch their evacuation flights. Two members of Congress flew to Kabul amid chaotic evacuation scenes, a move which has stunned officials. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Seth Moulton and Peter Meyer flew in and out on charter aircraft and were on the ground at Kabul airport for several hours. That led officials to complain that they could be taking seats that would have gone to other Americans or Afghans fleeing the country. The two have said in a statement, "We conducted this visit in secret, speaking about it only after our departure to minimize the risk and disruption to the people on the ground, and because we were there to gather information, not to grandstand." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News.